All right, guys, welcome to Let's Talk About Poop, our podcast about everything that's poop. So I want to thank you for joining today. If you're joining for the first time, my name is Dr. Islam, and I am your poop guru. My passion is to give you guys the best tips and tricks so you can live your best life from the top all the way down to the bottom. I'm a board-certified gastroenterologist trained at the Mayo Clinic, currently practicing in Lubbock gastroenterology. All right, we have a great show today. So if you're new to this channel, we typically will talk first about a core topic, and then we'll go into a deep dive about questions you guys have asked about this topic. And then at the very end of the video, the last segment, in which I'll go over the questions you guys have shown me live, so I can answer any questions you guys have as well. If you're watching this live, I do this every Monday on my social media streams, and we also post the replay on my social media streams and as a podcast form as well. So March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and so I thought this would be the best time for us to answer the common questions you guys have when it comes to colon cancer, colonoscopies, and anything related to colon cancer. Colon cancer, unfortunately, is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, and it's literally the most preventable cancer that's out there, and I want to talk about exactly what we can do to make sure you or your loved ones don't get colon cancer. So let's do a deep dive first on the reason why we're seeing a rise in colon cancer. So you may have seen the news, and I see this personally in my office, that have younger and younger patients who are being diagnosed with not only precancerous polyps, but also colon cancer as well. And so because of this change, we actually changed the screening guidelines from what it used to be 50 years old to now to 45 years old. And maybe in the future, it could be younger and younger when we're having patients coming in for getting their colon cancer screen. Why is this the case? This has been a hot debate in the GI world for the past couple of years. And I'll tell you, honestly, we don't quite know the direct cause for this. Is this a new cancer that we're just diagnosing and realizing? Do we have better tools? Or is this a natural progression of what colon cancer is based on the environment? So we have a couple of studies to suggest that sometimes it could be related to what we're eating. We know we are what we eat. I preach this to my patients, and I tell this to all of my staff as well. You are what you eat. And we have seen in the Western world that the diet that we have, which is, you know, processed foods, bland foods, greasy foods with a lot of meat and charred foods, are causing a lot of inflammation in the body, which are leading to a lot of other conditions as well. But we think what is going on is that those changes can actually cause a change in the gut microbiome, which could be the root cause of why we are having colon cancer in younger individuals. And the evidence for this is that when you look at societies that take on more of a Western type diet, those societies also are having a lot of other medical problems like obesity, high blood pressure, higher risk for cancer, higher risk for colon issues as well. So we think there may be a change in that. A second common conversation is just maybe a difference in the environment that we're in beyond just what we're eating. Maybe it's the way that we're processing the foods, the way we're growing the foods, the way we're eating the foods. It could be a combination of these things. We've seen some studies to suggest that the way we are growing our food, how we're growing it, and some of the additives and things we're adding into the food to preserve them can make a role and make a change in terms of how we are feeling and what is going on as well. Also, it may just be a completely separate cancer that we're realizing. Sometimes when you have a cancer and you have a different type of cancer, it may not be the exact same cancer that we thought it was. And so having colon cancer in younger individuals, maybe just a new entity that we are just describing, maybe in a few years we'd have different modalities based on what some of the risk factors are. So I'll tell you a story of a patient of mine. The youngest patient that I diagnosed with colon cancer was in their 20s, and he came in for typical just rectal bleeding that we thought were hemorrhoids that people assumed was nothing, but we did investigation. We actually found full-blown colon cancer in his colon. So whenever we're having younger individuals who are presenting with colon cancer, it presents in a much different way than those individuals who are older. So if you are older, typically over the age of 45, colon cancer could present as change in bowel habits, weight loss, abdominal pain, rectal bleeding, or just not feeling very, very good. These are kind of warning signs that I see in my patients who are over 45, that if I hear this, they've not had a colonoscopy, Absolutely, I'm going to schedule a colonoscopy for them to find out exactly what is going on. But for those who are younger than 45, guess what the typical symptoms are? Just bleeding. That's it. Bleeding that people were assuming were just hemorrhoids. That is the most common presentation of colon cancer in less than 45. So what I stress to my patients is a couple things. Number one, if you have bleeding, don't ignore it. We know that bleeding is a risk factor or could be a symptom of colon cancer. And so if you're having bleeding, don't ignore it. Get that investigated. Number two, consider changing your diet. We know that diet plays a role. We know the diet that is most pro-inflammatory is a diet that's high in red meats, charred meats, and foods like that. So if you're able to minimize that or eliminate that, that's going to help out. Number three, load up on your fruits and vegetables. These are protective mechanisms for your colon. The more fruits and vegetables you have, the more antioxidants, fiber, vitamins and minerals you can have to naturally change your gut microbiome. These are three things that we recommend for anyone who's at risk for developing colon cancer. But the most important thing I can tell you is that the symptoms from colon cancer in those who are younger are typically rectal bleeding, even if it's just intermittent. So if you have that, come see me. We can find out exactly what's going on. We can do an investigation. We can hopefully figure out exactly what the cause for that is and hopefully get down literally to the bottom of it so we can get you taken care of. So let's kind of talk about now exactly some of the more common questions I've gotten about colon cancer. So question number one from Dave. Hey, Dr. Islam, how is colon cancer preventable? Well, there are a couple things that I recommend that you can do to make sure you can prevent colon cancer. Number one, know your family history. A family history is one of the biggest risk factors for developing colon cancer, especially if you have a family history that is a first degree relative. So mom, dad, brother, and sister, know your family history. Number two, get your preventive tests. If you are due for a colonoscopy, you've not had it yet, and you're over the age of 45, guess what? Come see us. Well, we can find out exactly what's going on and get it done. It is easy test. Now, the worst part's the prep, I know, but it's better than getting cancer. What I tell all my patients is that it is better for you to go through one day of prep, knowing what's going on and figuring out if you have anything that's worrisome there, as opposed to ignoring that and having that bad news later on. The third thing you can do is changing your diet. Like I mentioned before, the best diet to prevent colon cancer is a diet that's low in red meat, high in fiber, high in fruits, and high in vegetables. There have been studies to suggest this could help out. But the most important thing you can do is to actually get screened. This is the most important thing. You can do everything right, but if you don't get your screening tests, then you're going to make a mistake. And the best test by far to get screened is to get a colonoscopy to see exactly what is going on. Right, question number two. Hey, Dr. Islam, how do you know you have colon cancer? And this is the scary thing about colon cancer is that colon cancer actually comes from what are called precancerous polyps. So polyps are growths in the colon that have the potential to go into colon cancer. And the issue with polyps is that they typically don't cause symptoms until it's too late. So our job with the colonoscopy is to find these polyps before they become cancer, remove them before they become cancer, and get rid of them so you don't have any issues. And this is why colonoscopy is a preventable screening test. It's to prevent you from having issues in the future, meaning if you're already having symptoms, by that time, it may be too late. And so you want to try and do a test that we can try and find the issues before they become a problem for you in the future, which is why doing a colonoscopy is going to be the most important test by far, better than other screening tests that are out there to make sure you don't develop colon cancer. Hey, Dr. Islam, what are some common symptoms from colon cancer? So we talked about the ones that are more common in younger individuals. So typically rectal bleeding is the most common symptom from colon cancer in those who are young. So if you're having rectal bleeding at all, come see us so we can find out exactly what's going on. If you're over the age of 45, the most common symptoms are typically change in bowel habits, abdominal pain, nausea, weight loss, issues like that. And so whenever I see somebody come to see me in my office and they've not had a colonoscopy and they're having some of these issues, one of the things I always worry about is this person having issues that are related to something bad growing inside that colon? And the way we can obviously take a look is to do a colonoscopy to see what's going on. So the symptoms can vary depending on the age group of what we're thinking about. So if you're young, even a little bit of bleeding is never normal. And don't just assume that the bleeding is just from hemorrhoids, because it most likely could be, but there's that small percentage where it's not. And we want to make sure that we can do an investigation to find out what's going on. And if you're over 45 and you're having new onset symptoms, absolutely get your colonoscopy done so we can see exactly what's going on. We can find out what the issue is and hopefully get that taken care of for you as well. My next question, hey Dr. Islam, what do I recommend for you to do to make sure you don't develop colon cancer? Well, a couple things I recommend. There are five things I recommend. So number one, try to know your family history. Your family history is critical when it comes to your risk factor for developing colon cancer. So know what your family history is, know what's going on, know if there's some issues going on there or there's a family history of colon cancer, especially first degree relative. That's an important thing you can do to prevent that. Number two, try to see what you can to minimize your risk factors. So besides diet, obesity is a risk factor developing colon cancer. So if you're able to lose weight, that's going to help out. Number three, lack of exercise is also a risk factor developing colon cancer. So do what you can to increase your exercise and to help out. And then also another thing that you can change certainly is the amount of stress you put on your body, whether it's stress from having foods that are stressful for your body, which are foods that are processed, greasy, full of red meat. This is going to increase your risk of developing colon cancer. The third thing that you can do to make sure you don't get colon cancer is to try to have an overall healthy lifestyle in general. So we all know that sometimes the things that we eat can cause other medical problems besides things going on inside that colon. So things like high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease. If you have these other issues as well, your body's all connected. It's not like one organ is not talking to another. They're all talking to each other. And so if you have disease in one organ, that can certainly affect what's going on in your colon as well. So try to see what you can to minimize some of those medical problems on other parts of your body so we can hopefully get your colon taken care of and to make sure you're feeling good as well. The fourth tip that I recommend for my patients to make sure they don't have colon cancer is to talk to your family doctor or your regular doctor about any symptoms you are having. So even though I described the most common symptoms of colon cancer, those are not the only symptoms that are out there. And so symptoms you may be having in your gut, whether it's some occasional pain, some nausea, some discomfort, some weight loss, talk about these with your doctor so we can just further investigate. Because you never know, sometimes the symptoms that we typically associate with colon cancer are not the only ones that are causing colon cancer. So if you're having any symptoms whatsoever, make sure you be truthful and speak to your doctor about other issues that may be going on. And then lastly, get your colonoscopy. By far, this is the best bang for your buck. This will give us direct information for what is going on inside your colon. It'll give us direct information, give us a direct idea of what is going on. It'll give us a direct plan for what we can do to get you taken care of. Please, please, please get your colonoscopy and come see us. We're at Lubbock Gastro. We can do your colonoscopy. We'll make it fast, easy. We'll make it painless and we'll find out exactly what's going on. But these are the things that I recommend to my patients if they're wondering about colon cancer. Colon cancer should not be happening. It is the second leading cause of cancer death, but it is the most preventable cancer that's out there. And the best way by far to prevent this is to get your colonoscopy done so you can make sure everything is doing okay inside your body, inside your gut as well. I think that's it for right now. I thank you guys for watching and listening. If you haven't already, don't forget to smash that like button, like, share, and subscribe. And tune in next week. We'll try and continue our series on colon cancer screening and what we can do to hopefully get your health taken care of. But thank you guys for watching. Have a great and happy and safe day.